Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of Jesus again this morning. Brother Jerry bringing a devotional this morning again. I had shared yesterday about the joy of what was set before Jesus as he endured the cross and the shame and the suffering. To be able to see through that, past all that, and see the many sons brought to glory. It's almost like where is it in Hebrews, maybe? Hebrews 11:26. This is a deep subject that I'm not sure that I understand completely, but I do see one vein of what I'd like to share about rewards. You could also say the reward that was set before him. And you can see Moses as a type of Jesus when you read Hebrews, or it's probably in the Old Testament too, I'm assuming. Hebrews 11, verse 24, it speaks about, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, or in other words, a worldly son or of the world, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God, and to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. It's almost like Moses could see that all of Egypt had nothing to offer compared to what Christ could offer, even in the Old Testament. It's kind of amazing to me how he could see past all of that. And, you know, he here speaks about respect of the reward. And rewards is something that the Lord Jesus does openly. It's just sometimes we get a wrong picture of the reward, I believe. I believe we sometimes need our minds renewed in that area because we always looked at it one way. Now, I would like to turn to Genesis and read another scripture. Genesis 15, verse 1. After those things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. So it's an interesting verse here where Abraham was very rich. He had on earth everything that he really needed, even though he kind of lived in tents and all that. But here the Lord is saying, I am thy reward. So sometimes we get this picture, if you think about as you follow the Lord, your desire is to escape hell and make it to heaven. And that's not a wrong desire by any means. But it just was a challenge to my heart already to realize that here was Moses, here was Paul. Both Paul actually had it, so maybe I didn't share that Paul had wrote that he would be something to the effect that he would be accursed for his people. In other words, he'd be willing to cast away what the Lord had given him to, if he would only be able to give it to his people. Something to that effect. I'm not sure where it's written up. I didn't take the time to look it up, but Moses and Paul both were willing to give up everything, including their salvation, if you will, and end up in hell, which had been a great challenge to consider that myself. I'm not sure that, and we don't even need to consider that, because it's not possible. The Lord said no one can take out your name out of the book of life except yourself by just turning around and going the other direction. So Moses was not able to, and neither was Paul, but to consider that they were willing to lay down their life. And I would like to submit here this morning that that's quite possible here for us on this earth day to day, to have that heart and to walk it out, actually. And it's a deep subject I will not be able to get through, but I do want to share a few scriptures here and then maybe tomorrow some more. But I would encourage you to consider some of these things, and maybe there's the Lord will stir up your pure hearts into considering looking at rewards in this manner. I would like to turn to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, read a few verses. Matthew 6, verse 16. No. That's not what I was looking for. Yes. Verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the eye, the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, and thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, but either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. And he could go on there, but I'd just like to bring out this. We could continue this thought of joy / rewards / treasure. We could all be lined up in one row here, but they are separate in many ways, but they're also one. If you think about the treasures on earth, we immediately think about things we see, things of great value, things of that we can handle and see. And if you think about Moses selecting to let that all go, to suffer the affliction of the people of God, why? I believe he got his reward here on earth and in heaven. Although, you know, it says to lay up in heaven the treasures. And I don't know, I didn't take the time to look it up, but heaven, there's a few pictures painted of heaven, streets of gold. You know, there's John wrote various ways of what you see in heaven. And it's very beautiful. Now, I would just like to insert a thought on heaven here. Somehow we get this picture that we need to work our way into the favor of God somehow, to that we will receive a greater reward. And I'm not sure where to put all that. I'm not here to say that that's nothing, that there's nothing in that. But I would like to say the idea or the thought we have about the treasure in heaven might be a wrong thought. Because, you know, if you think about it, so and how we look at it sometimes, I believe. Now, if you think about, many times you think about a great godly person is able to bring, you know, work for the Lord and do things for the Lord and just be out there doing things and creating quite a scene for the people on the earth to see. And that's not wrong. I'm not against that at all. But I would like to submit that the Lord Jesus had a way of coming down here on the earth and leveling the playing field. I would like to submit this morning that if you are a husband and you have a wife with children at home and your wife has many cares here in this world and is not able to do much for the Lord, if you will, or that's how it looks in the world's eyes, or even in my eyes sometimes, I feel like it's a little unfair that the husband is more free to go do work for the Lord. Well, I would like to submit that that's not true. That's not the way the Lord looks at it. He came and he leveled the playing field. If you think about the thief on the cross, and what did he do for the Lord? And the Lord said, today you're with me in paradise. So And if you're a born-again Christian, I believe the day that you pass from this world into the other world, you will be with Jesus in paradise. So I don't believe because I was here on the earth longer and was able to do more for the Lord that I'm going to have a higher seat in heaven, and that thief on the cross is somewhere in the slums of heaven because he had done less. I believe that's heresy, actually. I don't think that's the Lord at all. And that's likewise with you and your wife, maybe. She has as much chance to lay up treasures in heaven that I do, able to go out and meet with people and maybe minister more. She has all those children under her. And moment by moment, you're able to make choices and build Christ in them, even in, as a baby. Moment by moment, where you work, where you're at, what's coming out of your mouth, how are you feeling towards this person, what is going on in your heart. All those things play into building each other up and building on the Church of Christ and encouraging each other on and scattering seeds. And some of those things, I believe, are well hidden from this world that's being done for even a godly woman at home. It's hid from the world, but it's, the Lord is looking down and he's seeing that. And he's smiling. What greater reward could I have than to meet my children in heaven? How would that make me feel if I could see that some of the seeds I scattered out there were brought to fruition, and you meet someone in heaven that you actually minister to? That's great, but how would I feel if I would get there and I meet someone from the local town up there that I helped and my children aren't there? That would just be hard. So I really believe that your wife at home has a great ministry that you may not see instant results, but if those children grow up to be godly people, let's just say you have 12 children, like Jesus had 12 disciples and he discipled 12 people and it took him 30 years, and your wife is there. That's all that she gets done at home. Well, I would submit that is, her rewards will keep coming and coming and coming. She will be in heaven, and 100, 200, 3,000 years later, that fruit is still bearing. And I would like to encourage each sister that hears this, that is, what you're doing every day is no smaller than what anybody else is doing. The playing field is level. And if you think about this, this verse about laying up treasures in heaven, well, I don't believe one minute that it's something that you can lay up more gold. I don't believe that, because gold is of no value in heaven, actually. I would like to submit that that treasure is the same joy that the Lord Jesus had when he took the cross. It's watching sons and daughters coming to glory. The only thing we have we're at a disadvantage from the Lord Jesus, we're not able to see past today too well. We get caught up in the pain of today and the cross of today, and we don't see how by making this choice, it's the Lord and it will bring life. And that's okay. That's where, if you read Hebrews, the faith chapter, it's stepping into faith. And it's faith increasing, and blessed is he that cannot see but believes. And that's just my encouragement today for everybody. The chance is there. There's nothing else that can be built that's not built on Jesus Christ. I would encourage everyone today that you can today, no matter where you're at, who you are, the playing field is level. Reward is, it says somewhere that the Lord Jesus is coming and his reward is with him. I think it's Isaiah, maybe. So somewhere there's beauty in doing the Lord's will, no matter where you're at. And it seems like I just scratched the surface this morning, but we probably spent enough time. I would just like to bless everyone and maybe continue tomorrow morning on this again. May the Lord bless you today. My phone number is 315-530-0398.